Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, A Heart of Thanksgiving, we're looking at living a life of thankfulness. Today's specific topic is being thankful among people. In other words, being thankful in a way that's noticed, in a way that catches people's eyes. Being thankful when you're in a group of people, whether they're thankful or not. David writes, he says, I will give thanks in the great assembly. And I write in the devotion and say, I suspect that there's a specific assembly that David has in mind when he writes that. But honestly, any time that we gather with other believers where God is at the center, to me, it's a great assembly. And I've had these great assemblies gathered with two or three believers, praising God, praying, listening to God. I've had these in gatherings, small church gatherings of 20 to 30 people. In larger church gatherings, 100 to 200 people. In conferences and large gatherings of 10,000 people. And each one has been a great assembly because God was at the center. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in what the event is or what the gathering is about that we forget to be thankful in the midst of it. You see, when we're thankful among people, then God's presence is amplified to those surrounding us by our thankfulness. Being thankful kind of really indicates two things. One, that we have something that we feel thankful for. And two, we have someone we feel thankful to. And when we gather with others where God is in the center of our gathering, we not only have something to be thankful for, and that's God's presence, that's His gift of salvation, it's His love, His mercy, His very desire to call us and treat us as His children. And the list could go on and on and on and on, and it shouldn't take too long to realize not only do we have all of this to be thankful for, we indeed have someone to be thankful to, the giver of all good things. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change, like the shifting shadows. I suspect that most of us have received something good from a person or multiple people. And at times we've received the things from that same person that haven't been so good, that perhaps have even been hurtful. And God tells us and He shows us and He models for us a good and loving God that doesn't change. His good gifts are those things designed for our good. It's kind of the old discipline saying, this hurts me more than it hurts you, and this really is for your own good. It's trying to get a child or a pet, either one, to take medicine. To give them something that they need, that is for their good, but may not taste all that good, may not be desirable by them, desired by them. And sometimes the things that we receive from God, the things that God desires to give to us, don't look that pleasant to start with. They don't taste like we want them to taste. The experience isn't what we had hoped for. I believe just as a good parent would, God says, but this is for your own good. You need this to get well. You need this to stay well. You need this. And how often do we tuck that thing in the back of our mouth and the side of our cheek, and when we think God's not looking, we spit it out. And then we wonder why we didn't receive the blessing, the goodness, the peace, the contentment that God had offered. You see, giving thanks among people says that I will choose to live a thankful life. I will wake up each day thanking God for waking up. And asking Him to help me express thanks. You read through the Scriptures and so many times. I love Paul's prayers because he is so thankful to God in his prayers. And sometimes it's easy for the casual reader to go through that and think, well, Paul must have had a really great life. I mean, things must have really been clicking. Things must have been going well. I mean, he must have been on top of the world to be such a thankful person. Well, in a sense, he was. He was in the midst of God's will. He was confident of God's presence. He was, well, for much of the letters that he was writing, he was in prison. He was in custody. He was under house arrest. He was confined. He was not free to move about the country at his pleasure. And in the midst of all of those things that we would consider not just unpleasant, but horrid and undesirable, Paul would write and he would write and he would write and he would be filled with thanks. Not only among the people, but for the people. Today, as we pray and we consider being thankful among people, today's prayer guide focus in the weekly prayer guide on this week on being unhindered, today's focus is unhindered knowledge. And it looks at a verse that Jesus spoke at talking about the scribes and the Pharisees withholding the keys of knowledge from the people and not entering God's kingdom and hindering others from entering it as well. He says this in the context of, woe to you. Watch out. And I believe one of the keys of knowledge, especially knowledge of God, is this attitude of thankfulness. It creates within us a desire to know God even more fully than ever before. It creates in us a persona, if you will, of something that others would want. And so today as we pray, I would ask that you would spend time seeking God's help and examining how thankful you are when you're among people. If you've ever been to the fast food restaurant Chick-fil-A. You ask for something. You need something. You want something. And if you've ever said thank you, you know the response. And across the board, my pleasure. Now here it is, a training that teaches an attitude of being thankful among people. That even when thanks is expressed to them, they want you to know that they are thankful that you came. Now there's times in my mind as I've watched the body language of a person saying my pleasure that I've said to myself, are you sure? Your mouth is saying the words, but your countenance doesn't look like you're all that thankful that I'm here. And that's been a rare occasion, and we all get tired, and I'm not trying to knock those little incidents. I'm just saying we need our actions and our words of thankfulness to match up. But it sure is different than the response I get at some places. And sometimes it's because they're not sure how to respond to someone saying thank you because they've never heard it before. Or it's so rare. And others, it's probably because they've just not been taught or trained or lived a life of thankfulness. But you and I, as Christians, we can be thankful. We look at this. God says to be thankful in all circumstances, to pray continually, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So examine how thankful you are. Examine how others would view your level of thankfulness. And ask God to help you today to consider His presence, to consider that any place that you are is a part of that great assembly because He's there. And commit to giving thanks among people. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so overwhelming. It's so constant. It's so enveloping of our life. And yet, Father, it's so easy for us as humans to take that for granted. To forget to say thank you. To forget to live thank you. And so, Father, today, help us to examine our level of thankfulness. Help us to examine how we express that when we're among people. Help us to take inventory every day of not only something that we have to be thankful for, but may we recognize where it came from. And that you are the one that we ought to be thankful to. And Father, as we do that, may we not neglect the thankfulness that we ought to have for one another, for the things that they do in your name, the things they do to serve, the things they do to show love. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our churches, our schools, our community. I pray that they would hear thankful parents, thankful adults, thankful people around them. That we would not only not withhold the keys of knowledge, but we would share the knowledge of thankfulness with them. Father, our gratitude would be taught to them. just as all of these employees at Chick-fil-A can be taught to respond, my pleasure, may our children be taught to be thankful. And Father, for the times where they do not understand the good that we are doing on their behalf, may we continue to love and encourage and teach, just as you continue to love and encourage and teach us as when we don't understand. In those times where we reject your goodness, your gift, may we continually learn and grow and realize how much even the difficulties of life are designed for our good. And through it, may we trust you in a greater way. Father, when James writes and says to consider it pure joy when we face trials or troubles of various kinds, may part of that pure joy be a thankfulness to you for using the difficulties of life to strengthen us, to change us, to mold us more and more into the image of Jesus. Father, may we live life today in such a way that we do lay hold of the kingdom that's yours. And may there be nothing in our life that hinders others from seeing and finding and pursuing that kingdom. In fact, may we not simply not hinder them, but may we help them to see Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the only path, the only key to the kingdom for them to enter through Jesus. God, today as I pray, I think of so many people that are living life so upset, so concerned, so worried that thankfulness is a foreign process to them. So, Father, I pray that our thankfulness to you, our thankfulness for you, would be contagious. That we would give thanks among the great assembly, we would give thanks among every assembly that we're a part of, so that your name would be lifted up, so that Jesus would be glorified, so that people would know there's a way of life that is right and good. Not only is it right and good, it's right and good for us. So, Father, in the midst of these times where we continue to live as a divided nation, may we continually seek truth. May we live with thankfulness instead of the complaint, instead of spreading division. May we give thanks among people so that we would lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.